The Coalition to Stop PG&E Rate Hikes protested on the steps of the California Public Utilities Commission, or CPUC building, calling on the agency to reverse its decision, letting the utility company Pacific Gas and Electric raise its rates this year. Erica Hidalgo is a community organizer and a member of the Coalition to Stop the PG&E Rate Hikes.
On November 16th of last year, the CPUC approved a 12.8% rate increase for PG&E electricity bills to finance $2 billion in wildfire mitigation costs. These rate increases, going into effect now as we speak, will cost the average Californian an additional $33 per month. PG&E has additionally requested an early collection on those $2 billion, creating an additional rate increase of 7.8% effective this May. These rate hikes add up to a doubling of the average monthly electricity bill in just 5 years.
While PG&E could not be reached for comment, in a statement made last year defending the rate hikes, PG&E said, quote, undergrounding power lines in the highest fire risk areas will make our hometowns in California safer, improve electric reliability, and save customers billions of dollars in avoided annual tree trimmings and overhead line maintenance costs. We are working to keep customer cost increases at or below assumed inflation between 2 and 4% a year. Union organizer Sabina Wildman said that PG&E isn't doing enough to lower customer costs.
PG&E is a perfect example of one of these corrupt companies that continue to line their pockets with profits while increasing the cost of a basic need like electricity. And their interests are not that of the workers. They have $18 billion in profit that they could use. Their CEO makes $50 million in just 1 year off of our backs, paying those PG&E bills.
In a statement released last year after granting the PG&E rate hikes, CPUC said that, quote, the decision reflects rigorous oversight over hundreds of programs and reduces PG&E's requests to more accurately reflect forecasts for prudent use of ratepayer funds. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.